right. I know. Yeah, baby. I know. Yeah, sometimes I get excited looking in the mirror. I know what you're going through right now, man. I tell you now, this next man, this guy's been beaten up by Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, Joe Cocker, the drag queens at La Caja Hall. Hell, I think I even backhanded that boy coming out of myself. Basically, well, this boy's a pussy, basically what Elvis is saying, man. Believe me, Elvis knows pussy when he sees one. So. In fact, this man is such a big pussy that Siegfried and Roy actually considered to work with him. That's how big a pussy he is. Damn, listen, Elvis is killing. I shouldn't get off, should I? Now, as a boxer, this guy sucks, but as a comedian, make my word on this one, man. He is one of the funniest cats I've ever seen. Joey Gaynor, everybody. Joey Gaynor. Bring it on, Joey.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great to be here. You know, I love Las Vegas. I like to perform in Las Vegas. The thing is, I don't have good luck with hookers in Las Vegas. I mean, they don't even come up. Well, once an old Vegas hooker came up to me, you know. And I really didn't want to fuck her, so I said, how much to eat you? She said, $80. I said, what's that going to taste like? She said, depends. And, I'll fight any man in his fucking joint for $11. Come on.
Check, please.
Why the fuck would you want to pick up a hooker in Las Vegas anyway? You know, it really cracks me up when you go to Vegas with a few friends and the first thing you want to do is go to a strip joint.
Yeah.
That's what you really want to do is blow your money in a strip joint, you know.
Yeah.
I was with one friend, he's a really experienced gambler, you know. I said to him, how come you're not giving the girls any money? What, are you saving it to gamble? He goes, no, I have gambling money, I just don't have any money for pussy. So, I like the places they have there, like the bleeding slot, the one-arm bandit, you know. My Uncle Angelo had a really, really bad time with a hooker in Vegas. It didn't work out too well. He met this hooker, and he said, how much? And she said, well, a hand job is $1,500. He said, wow, must be the greatest hand job in the world. She said, well, come on upstairs. She took him upstairs, and she gives him a hand job, and it was the greatest hand job he ever had. It was $1,500. He goes, Jesus. He says, I did pretty well at the tables. How much is a blowjob? He said, blowjob's $2,500. He goes, oh, okay, great. Give me the blowjob. So she blows him. He gives her $2,500. It was the greatest blowjob he ever had. So the hooker walks over to the window, you know, and looking out the window, and he says, boy, you're really great. You're fucking unbelievable. What about how much is a fuck? She goes, how much is a fuck? Let me explain something to you, okay? Let me explain something to you. You see that parking lot down there in the attendance? Yeah, I own that fucking parking lot. Do you see that little shopping center over there and the little ice cream joint and then the little casino? Yeah, I own that too. Really? Well, how much is a fuck? A fuck? Listen, if I had a pussy, I'd own the whole fucking town. Okay. I love life. Hey, I'm a class act. Thank you very much. So, let's see. You know what I did the other day? I went down to the dice table. I put down $15, and there's a lot of high rollers there. I picked up the dice and went, Yahtzee, motherfucker! That was really nice. So, there was this Polish guy there in Las Vegas. Yeah, he didn't have any drinking money. Yeah, he only had gambling money, so he lost $17,000 just to get drunk on free drinks. What are you looking at, buddy? I'll come down here and show you something, okay? Go ahead, pull my handle. Like, wait till you see. You got two nuts, but there's no winners. And, hey! Okay, so, I love Frank Sinatra. I used to love to go see him in Vegas. And, you know, Frank would always tell stories in his show, you know, and Frank had that sound, you know, he could come out and sing anything. Hey, if the lady's got six elbows and a horn between her eyes, if she's got what looks like a potato bulging down there between her thighs, if she has to shave twice a day, once at nine, again at five, chances are jack. Hey, your chick is a guy. You know, it didn't matter. Because Frank had him in the palm of his hand, you know. Thank you, yeah. Frank was amazing. Frank would tell stories, you know, about the Rat Pack. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, my good friend Dean Martin, well, he got in a little trouble at the Sahara. Seems he knocked up a deaf and dumb girl, but he broke all her fingers and toes, so she couldn't tell anybody. So... Yeah, I like when Frank could sing, you know, I used to like when he would sing duets with different people, you know, but I always wanted to see him, like, do newer stuff. Too bad he didn't hang around longer. He could have did some grunge, maybe some rap, you know. Could have did some grunge songs like, Exit Light. And tonight, take my hand to that cuckoo never, never land. I'm the man in the box now. I'm on the highway to hell. I'm on the highway to... Jilly, give me some ice. Highway to hell. You know, Frank can sing anything. He should come out and do some rap songs. That would have been great, you know? You see Frank doing a few rap tunes, you know, like, you know, who let the dogs out? Babe, who let them dogs out? Woof, woof, baby. I'm down with OPP. Hey, I'm down with OPP. Come on, honey, back that ass up. Come on, sweetie, now back that ass up. You know I like booty. Back that ass up, cause I'm down with OPP. Woof, woof, hey, back that ass into me. I'm always afraid when I do that bit that... I'm always afraid when I do that bit that nine guys with bent noses are gonna go, hey, why are you fucking around with Frank? Who the fuck are you? You know, who do you know? You know. So that's the funny thing, you know, when Frank Sinatra passed away, you know, I was in Las Vegas and I heard a guy say to another guy, these were two big rough looking gambler guys, and one guy went, hey, did you hear Frank passed away? And the other guy went, hey, I was at the track, I don't know shit, you know. Oh man. I like bingo in Vegas. Bingo in Vegas is not like bingo anywhere else. Usually people win bingo when you go to the Indian casino or a Catholic church named bingo. You know, in Vegas it's like, bingo, motherfucker! I got five in a fucking row! Yeah, but you have to put the chips on the card, sir. Oh, fuck! Give me another free drink. Fuck it. Buffets are really nice in Vegas. Of course, everybody loves the buffet, right? You love that? Of course, you love the buffet. I was working at the Riviera Hotel. I went down to the buffet, and you know what's amazing to me is you see fat people at the buffet, but I don't mean fat people like myself or like this guy in the front and the two chairs in the front row here. You know, not like you or me to get, you know, 250, 350. I'm talking about the guys that are 640. These are the guys at 600 pounds. They go like out to get a suit. It's embarrassing. You know, they walk into a Vegas tailor, you know, I like to get a suit. Oh, what color would you like? Brown. Great. The fat bastard section's out here in the parking lot. Come on. So you want a brown suit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the best we could do is this old UPS truck. Take off your shirt, hop in there. Go on. There. You know. Jesus, you know. I was in line at the buffet, and a big guy like that, really big person, was standing in the buffet line, but he wasn't standing it. He was blocking the line. Every time they brought food out, he ate it. They brought out gravy, he drank. Oh, gravy. You know, the busboy came out. Oh, Mexican food. Ah! You know. Poor Pedro came up here to try to help his family. Now he's just a fucking pair of shoes. They can't even find the guy. You know. Finally, they brought a SWAT unit in to get this fat bastard out, you know. It was like, fatso, put the tray down, back away. Please read the sign, you dyslexic fat bastard. It's all you can eat, not you can eat at all. Please, you know. People were passing out from that. You know. Then you go to a show and there's the bad Vegas comedian. You know, he's got a lot of jokes that don't work anymore because he's been there so long. He doesn't update them, you know. Hey, you know, the guy, they bring him out. Hey, here he is, fabulous Vegas comedian Jackie Jackoff. You know, the guy comes out. Hey, how you doing, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, you know how you beat the slot machines when you go to Vegas? You don't have to play Walk in the Propeller. Oh, no, the plane don't have propellers anymore. See, they got jets. You can walk into the jet. Fuck that joke. Wait a minute. Hey, you know what? When you ever play blackjack, be careful, because sometimes if the dealer's got an eye patch, I can't do that. That's an old joke. What are you looking at, lady? I flew into Las Vegas on one of those junket flights, okay? You know what I call it, a junket? They should have took this fucking plane and junked it in 1947, all right? I'm getting on the plane. I'm walking to the plane with my suitcase. The co-pilot is standing out on the tarmac yelling to the pilot, hey, Lenny, here comes a fat guy with a suitcase. Drop fuel. You know. So then I get on the plane, and there's actually first class, business, and coach. Okay, I'm in coach. All right? And the pilot comes on and goes, "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be leaving Ontario Motor Airport in just a few moments. We'd like to let the people in the front, first class, know that for lunch today, you're going to have a gourmet steak sandwich with the au gratin potatoes and the Swiss sous. For those of you in business class, you have the deli select platter with a bottle of Inglenook wine and, of course, a champagne cocktail for your liking. And you people in coach, we got coffee and grapes in the back. Bathroom's broke. Fuck you." You're in Las Vegas. There's entertainers that disappear that you haven't heard of in years, and they just show up in these lounge shows. You know? Like, I saw Vic Damone. It was amazing. He was in there singing, "Hey, whatever happened to me?" You know, it was really great to see Vic Damone working again. Yeah, I love the shows in Las Vegas. Whenever I'm in Las Vegas, I try to pick up on some of the shows that are there that are really different. You know what? They actually have a great blues club in Las Vegas, which I was amazed, because you wouldn't think that they'd have blues in Las Vegas. I mean, a lot of people have the fucking blues because they lost all their fucking money, you know, or the wife walked out or left with an athlete. You don't know what the fuck. But Wayne Newton. Anyway, you can't talk about Vegas without at least saying Wayne Newton once or twice. But I went to this blues club there. It was appropriately named Losers, you know. But that night they had this great old blues guy that I'd never seen before, you know. It was great. You know, the MC was backstage and the lights went down and they introduced him, you know. "Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is one of the world's most renowned blues players. Would you please welcome Howlin' Wolf Blitzer?"
"Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Great to be here tonight. And I want to say tonight, I want to dedicate my songs to all the boys fighting in the Persian Gulf. And we're going to win that war in Korea and bring them boys home before it's over." That's right. "If anything I know about something, yeah. Now, I'll tell you a story about myself. I came to Las Vegas in 1940 Flem. I was on a train from Chicago, and I was walking along after the train broke down, and I was walking along, and somebody hit me with a car, and I rolled in a ditch. I fell in a ditch. I lay there 2-3 days in a ditch full of mud and water. When I woke up, I had on corduroy pants, but they were all crisp with mud and everything. I started walking, and there was crispy britches. I'm walking in crispy britches. Sparks were coming out my ass and everything from the friction. So I walk all the way to Los Angeles, and I got to Los Angeles first, and the man at the blues club said, 'Fuck you, I ain't got my sandwich.' So I wound up here in Las Vegas. So I like to do a song tonight that I wrote on the back of a hamster. And it's a song called Another Man. And if y'all know the song, you goddamn lie. I wrote this motherfucker. All right. Hello, honey, down there in the front row. Is that your titties or you got two sisters with you? All right. We're going to do a song. Go something like this here. Oh, wait a minute. What's in there? Oh, I'll smoke that later. Yeah. All right, here we go. Another man. Yes, another man. Yeah, Howlin' Wolf Blitzer. But, yeah. Man, and then the greatest show I ever saw was Ray Charles and Joe Cocker. Right? On the same show, okay? That was worth the price of admission. You know, I went in and it was great because Ray is just, you know, the greatest. You know, they brought Ray out first, you know. He... Testing 1, 2, 3. Is this a microphone? They locked me in the men's room again. Oh, there's a wire. All right. I'm just looking around to see who's quiet. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Las Vegas here in the main showroom. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. We have some wonderful, wonderful songs we're going to do for you. But I have a guest I'm going to bring out to do a song with me. He came all the way over from England, and we're going to get together later. And Mr. Joe Cocker. Joe, come on up here.
All right. I'd love to throw up for you tonight, but I'm well. Ray, you want to start the song?
Okay, man, I'll start it. You just stand right there. Dude. There you go. Can I get some mood lighting? Oh, that's perfect. It's a fucking sight game. Anyway. Excuse me, I had the buffet earlier. There was nothing left. I had to eat the 2 shoes that were left at the buffet. That's it. All right, I'm gonna do a song that Joe wrote, and we're gonna do it together because we're doing. He's done some of my songs, I did some of his songs, but I didn't pay him. So, all right, here we go. I'm gonna start it off. I'll start it off, Joe. Okay.
Oh, just start the fucking song. I gotta sit down soon.
All right, go ahead. You are so beautiful to me. Take it, Joe.
You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see? Everything I hope for, oh, yeah. Everything I need, you got the right one, baby, yeah.
Top that, you spaz.
Oh, no. When we get back, you better not change the furniture around in the hotel room. You fucked me all up last night. You are so beautiful to me.
You've been great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, sweetie. I know. It's tough being this close to Elvis, isn't it? Yeah, I know the ladies, they want Elvis, sweetheart, but you can't handle the king of rock and roll, believe me. One night with me, baby, I'll break you down like a shotgun. That's how big Elvis is going to be there, baby. If you got a couple of daughters, come on by my room later on. That's all I'm saying. Elvis loves the girls, baby, believe me. How about another round of applause for all those funny men you saw here tonight? Man, we had a great time. Damn right. Now, they told me to remember to take care of your waitresses. They told me that I had to plug the waitresses tonight, and I was going to do that anyway, but apparently they meant tip them. So tip those waitresses out there. You guys want to make Elvis happy, get on out there and get out and lose some money in the casino. That's what we like you to do out there. So if you had a good time here in the Laughing Hyena Lounge, come on back and visit Elvis, baby, here on the City of Sin. Viva! Viva Las Vegas! Come on, baby, come on out there now. Yeah.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.